Track 10, presenting facts and details that motivate. On the last track, we discussed how each of the teamwork styles can synchronize their behaviors with amiables to assist them in being less timid. On this track, we will examine how each of the teamwork styles can synchronize their behaviors with analyticals. If you are an analytical, a team-building goal for you may be to assess the level of detail you are providing the other staff. These details may motivate you, but may demotivate others. Drivers and analyticals share responsive levels in common. Both teamwork styles base their decisions on facts and logic. However, they differ in their assertiveness levels. As a driver, you can choose from the following list of four relatively easy changeable behaviors. First, slow your pace. The less assertive analytical talks, moves, and acts more methodically than a driver. To synchronize with this more systematic teamwork style, talk slower and gesture with less intensity. Don't rush the analytical with unnecessarily tight deadlines. Analyticals don't work well under pressure like you. They need the freedom to make well-thought-out decisions, which is the product of hard work and a well-established system. Second, as with the amiable and expressive, drivers need to listen more and better. As a driver, you're used to stating your own opinions rather than hearing others. The analytical, on the other hand, has a quiet teamwork style. For drivers to facilitate the opinion-making and feeling like part of the team, talk less and ask more questions of the analytical. As with the other styles, and this may be hard for you as a driver, you need to encourage dissent or other opinions besides your own. Make sure the analytical that you have targeted for team building in the facility knows that you really do care about what they think. In this way, you'll be able to override the analytical's quiet nature. And third, communicate on the analytical's wavelength. Detail will be your greatest asset. To convince an analytical of your position, use as much data as you can find. Support your position with logic and results. Communicate in writing as much as possible. Analyticals like to have things in writing that they can go back to and be sure of. Also, analyticals like to present extra, possibly unnecessary information, so be prepared to hear more than you think you need to know. Expressives are the exact opposite in assertiveness and responsiveness to the more systematic analyticals. The first behavior change is to be more task-oriented. Even though you, as an expressive, are a people person, to work better with an analytical, you'll have to change the way you relate. Be on time for meetings and get right to business. Don't follow your natural urge to chit-chat. Stick to business. Analyticals are information-driven and see no value in emotional digression that does not relate to logic or facts. So, de-emphasize how you feel about a topic. As you know, analyticals don't express emotions as much as you, so try not to be offended by their impersonal manner. Next, be systematic. Your spontaneous nature won't register with the analytical. In fact, your flighty approach to tasks may be construed as an indifference to a task. If you are an analytical working with another analytical, a main challenge may be to make sure you don't get so bogged down in details that you lose sight of the overall goal and perhaps miss your deadline. On this track, we discussed how each of the teamwork styles can synchronize their behaviors with analyticals. If you are an analytical, a team-building goal for you may be to assess the level of detail you are providing the other staff members. These details may motivate you, but may demotivate others. When you hear the musical tone, turn the CD player off and envision or think about how you can synchronize or coordinate your style of communication with an analytical in your facility in order to generate more of a team atmosphere between the two of you. On the next track, we will discuss using style synchronization to meet the expectations of your administrator.